This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. We've been talking about, you know, just doing some different and crazy things, and today is one of them. Was we're going to go inside of Doogie's Garage along with my guest host, Duke Nguyen. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Carm. Thanks for having.
Glad to have you here, my friend. We're going to have a great chat because what Duke does, it's all off-the-road stuff, and he's a specialist in Toyota SUVs and trucks, and wait till you hear all the cool things he's going to talk about. So, hey, my friend, how's business?
Business is good. So during COVID, we saw an explosion of people getting into the off-road market and the outdoors. So it's been an amazing kind of transition. People were at home in COVID restrictions and on Instagram, and we saw a huge explosion of customers and people getting into the off-road market. It's been really, really cool to be a part of that.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about it. I am fascinated by this whole off-road thing. I am not an off-roader. So you're going to teach me all kinds of great stuff. And I know our industry loves this, Duke. There's no doubt that many people that I know do have this, the whole off-road piece is part of the fun they do and you know, the stress they burn off on the weekends and stuff. Hey, we want to thank so much our partner, Dorman, for bringing the Aftermarket Weekly Show each and every week to the industry. The aftermarket is filled with companies that make replacement parts, but few invest in design, engineering, manufacturing, programming, and testing like Dorman. They are home to hundreds of mechanical, electrical, and manufacturing engineers spread out all across the globe who ensure every part that is produced meets rigorous industry standards for performance. To do this, Dorman utilizes cutting-edge technology and equipment to test fit, form, and functionality of all their parts. Some of these tests include rapid prototyping 3D models for fitment checks, tolerance testing on both mechanical and electronic components through salt fog and thermal heat and pressure testing. Dorman drives their dedication to their engineering by including their in-house programmers who write and test new software solutions. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Hey, to learn more about Dorman's engineering process, visit dormanproducts.com/tour. Thanks again, Dorman. Good to have you on board. We're going to do a field trip to Dorman this spring, so stand by for that. So, hey, let's spend some time talking to my new friend, Duke Nguyen, on his specialty Toyota SUV business, SUVs and trucks. I'm fascinated. You told me that I'm a wrencher. I never really knew it, and once I learned it, I rented a place just to have fun, and I was repairing or I was playing with Honda Civics. Is that's true?
That's right. That's where I cut my teeth is. I started off in Honda Civics and I kind of had to, right? I didn't have any money to pay a shop to work on my own vehicle. So I had to teach myself how to work on vehicles. And eventually I had a friend that took me off-roading, and that's how I kind of got into the Toyota Land Cruisers. And, you know, it's just a sickness that we all have, right? To own these vehicles and to be a car guy, period. But I started off the shop by having a place to kind of work on my own vehicles, and it kind of morphed into a business that I could quit my day job at.
And how did you move from Honda Civics into specifically Toyota SUVs and trucks?
You know, I don't know, Carm. I think it was just kind of a natural progression from, you know, you build a Honda Civic and that's a car that you can cheaply make fast, but also kind of compete in like the show circuits. But I really found big value in building a car, an off-road vehicle that was purpose-built and something that I could actually take off-road and utilize fully and see the equipment that I put on it, kind of see what it does, right? So I thought that was a really cool part of it, and that's probably why I was hooked almost immediately.
We need to stop and focus on those two words, purpose-built. You know, Duke is in Houston, Texas, and obviously people love their trucks out there, right?
Absolutely.
And you would think that you'd be fixing, you know, F-150s or something, but no, Toyota SUVs and trucks. And purpose-built, you come from the showroom, you drive it a few miles to your place and says, here's my checkbook, write a check, here's the toys that I want on it. Is that how it happens?
Absolutely. So, I mean, a client will come to us and we'll consult with the customer, right? We'll understand what they need. We'll have a conversation with them upwards of a few hours just to understand how they're going to use the vehicle. And then we start making recommendations on what you need on the vehicle, what kind of equipment are we going to put on there, and how is it going to behave after we put that equipment on there, right? Setting the proper expectations, both for the shop and also for the customer. But yeah, very commonly that we'll have clients that will drop off their vehicle straight from the dealership to our shop and get it everything upfitted, and we'll send them on their way, and they basically kind of use it however they need.
I love that, the concept. I mean, the consultative approach is, you know, what do you really want in this vehicle? What are you going to use it for? Are you just going to go up to the mountains and spend the weekend? Are you really going to put it through its paces? And then you can, up-level it or add other features onto the vehicle that when they're out doing their thing, then whatever toy they added to it is there for them to use. What are the common things that people have done?
Yeah, so I would say a lot of our clients will build their vehicles in phases, right? So typically, we'll give you a Toyota 4Runner, for example. You buy a Toyota 4Runner, you probably want to put some bigger tires on it, right? So then what are some supporting modifications that we can do on that 4Runner to put bigger tires? You need probably a suspension lift kit on there. And we kind of break those suspension lift kits into beginner, medium, and then high tiers, depending on what you're going to do with it. And then from there, we can add protection around the vehicle in terms of like a front bumper with a winch, a set of rock slider for panel protection, and then possibly like a rear bumper to carry your spare tire or add protection to the rear. A lot of that phase two can also kind of go into a roof rack if you need to carry anything on top of your car. If you're a tradesman, we can put a roof rack on there and carry plywood on top or ladders or anything else like that too. So a lot of this can be dual purpose for your everyday life, but also your weekend life if you're going to go off-roading also.
Average tickets?
I would say our average RO is around $2,500, but we have had tickets that reach the $50,000 mark depending on what the customer wants.
Would that be all at once or over phases?
We have had it all at once.
Wow, got $100,000 invested in a truck. How long do the owners keep these vehicles? I mean, long, long time, 10, 12, 15 years? Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to own one of these vehicles, it's a long-term commitment, especially if you're going to put that money into that vehicle.
So Houston, is it flat or hilly out there?
Houston is completely flat, and it's kind of amazing that we have the clientele that we do. You know, typically, if you go on an off-road trip in Texas or in Houston, you're driving 4 or 5 hours to go to anywhere that has any elevation, maybe in the hill country or East Texas. But there are a large subset of our customers that will drive to Colorado, Utah, and take these long distance road trips. Right now is the start of our road trip season. So we're seeing a lot of folks starting to kind of plan out their road trip builds for Colorado, Utah, Washington, Oregon, all in the West.
Wow. Are you going, hanging out with these clubs that go on these road warrior trips?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually just attended a trip last week, an event, Lone Star Land Cruiser Roundup. It's a Land Cruiser specific event, but there was a lot of other Toyotas out there who basically closed the whole park for the weekend. We go out there and we off-road with our customers and clients and kind of meet everybody within the Toyota off-road market also. So it's a really good time.
It's probably cool to see some of the trucks you worked on and customers you've gotten to know.
That's probably the best part about this, right? Is seeing the cars that we build and seeing the cars and the equipment that we put on the cars and seeing how they behave in certain situations. At least for our technicians and our service advisors, I think that's probably the most powerful part is, hey, I installed that on that car. You know, like look how it's behaving, or saying, hey, this guy could really kind of use an upgrade because he's using his car a little bit differently than we originally planned out. Let's have a conversation with him.
In my blog this week that went out via email, I did mention, you know, where business strategies are. Are we going to be an all makes, all model repair shop? Are we going to specialize in things? And to me, this is a perfect little bookend episode to what I wrote yesterday about being a specialty person. Yes, we could, you know, find another shop and, you know, have two or three shops, but maybe one of our shops is Euro. One of ours could be an off-road facility. The recreation that people learned, you know, by, if you will, tightening up the rule, not going to a Disney World, but buying a vehicle and going camping. Maybe COVID was just, you know, a big benefit to your business.
I think the most powerful part for me is that as an enthusiast, your car is such a big part of your life, right? And to be involved in folks' life and provide a service and a product that they can use in their lives, I think is probably the best honor that I could have.
Wow, that's so cool. And I love the word enthusiast. Those are your customers. Hey, Duke, this was great. Thanks for teaching me all about the passion of the enthusiast for off the road and how you capitalize your business on it. Hey, we had a bunch of new listens this week. We'd love to share with you and tell you what we're doing here. I've always done it, Vision, a business coach's episode. We released that one today, episode 729 with Cecil Bullard, Bill Haas, and Rick White. And Vinny Lucido, restructuring new staff, my daughter Tracy's first endeavor into coming on the podcast and saying a few words. Matt Fonslow did circuit loading with Sean Tipping, and our great friend Hunt Demarest's business by the numbers technician training with Travis Troy. Good to have all of that going on. And I think it's time to get inside of Duke Wynn's place out there in Doogie's Garage in Houston, Texas. Give us the tour, man.
All right. So this is the front of the shop. This is where we park customer cars whenever they're ready to be picked up. This is spanning out to our parking lot. We've got about 10,000 square feet in the main shop. And so now we're walking into our showroom. This is where service advisors operate. This is our showroom. We have a bunch of cool wheels up. That's a long-range fuel tank that we have.
Duke, I like the benches. I mean, the service counter benches, it's really rustic.
This is basically our showroom. We've got a bunch of cool suspension set up with wheels and tires, and our advisors can kind of pick and choose and show customers what they're going to get installed on their vehicle. We're kind of walking back to the break area right here. That's where our technicians and advisors will eat their lunch, and they're going to walk back into the shop. So this whole building right here is about 10,000 square feet.
And there is a lot going on.
So this is our board, our whiteboard that we use to manage workflow throughout the shop. This is a very quick and easy way for us to determine what cars are in the shop, what stage of the process they're in, and what needs to happen next on it.
Now, how long will a vehicle hang in the shop? I mean, are you talking about 2-3 days?
Yep. Typically about 2-3 days that they're in the shop getting serviced on. This is our parts closet that we are currently going through a revamp. So you'll have to excuse the mess in here, but we're going through and revamping all of this. My manager and advisor are currently doing all this. So this is all customer parts. So these are, you know, waiting on customer or waiting on parts for the customer. This is our stock of parts that's, you know, just waiting to be sold or parts that we're currently stocking right now. And this is kind of another oil filter, grease oils area. So we do all of our alignments in-house. Is a Hunter alignment system. It's probably been the best purchase I've made because we can control our quality when we're doing suspension systems and setups on it.
Sure, I imagine that everything's got to start from scratch on that.
This is kind of our main production area. This is where we do a lot of suspension installs, rear bumper installs, oil changes. This is quick in and out. And then the back part of that shop with the other three lifts, those are kind of like our OEM repair, right? So customers that come in that have older vehicles, we'll keep those on the road and also do fun stuff after we do the mountain of maintenance that's probably required on them. But this is kind of our long-term OEM repair area.
I like the strategy behind that. It's the long-term OEM. And so someone says, hey, listen, I think I'm going to keep my car. I'll put a couple grand in it. And can you zoop it up for me?
Yep, absolutely. So that's, you know, getting the customer there and getting them back is the utmost importance and reliability.
And I love the fact that you said that we're doing oil changes here. So the person that's come in and gotten their vehicle, if you will, uplifted, you're really trying to keep them as a customer just for maintenance.
Absolutely. Yep. We do maintenance on basically all the Toyota SUV and trucks, and are known for identifying all the common issues in these vehicles and addressing them before they become an issue.
So you're the expert in Houston. If somebody's got a Toyota truck and they want to know anything about it, or they want to make it, put it to the next level, you're the only one people think about.
Absolutely.
It's the right attitude to have. And it took you only 6 years to grow that?
6 years. Yes, sir.
That's great. Facebook, I imagine, right? How you getting the word out?
Facebook, Instagram, and we are on all of the Toyota-centric forums, just kind of speaking the language, if you will.
So are you taking pictures of, say, an uplift and getting them up and out on the web?
Absolutely. So we're coming back into my personal kind of shop area. So now I've got to get all of my cars that I own out of the main shop, but this is my 80 series Land Cruiser currently working on right now. And then this is my 2014 LX 570. This is an experimental car that I purchased so we can upfit and learn any lessons learned from it, and then offer packages to our customer to be able to say, hey, if you want a reduced version of this, this is what we can offer to you. And this is my daily driver Tundra. And then now we're walking out into the outdoor kind of cars waiting to be worked on right there.
So you have a Lexus. That was an SUV truck?
Yes, sir. Yep. So that is a Lexus LX 570 that comes with hydraulic suspension. So we've gone in and ripped off all the hydraulic suspension and put a lift on it, which has not been done on a mass scale. So it's basically a car that we're learning on and now going to be able to offer our services and suspension to other customers. For a long time, that segment of the market has been told, you can't lift it, you can't do anything to it. And now we're able to say, hey, we can go in and reliably do what you want to do to it.
So the word goes out that the LX 570 can be worked on at your shop, and you've got an example. That's a magnet for opportunity.
Absolutely. I imagine that we'll get cars shipped to us around the United States.
Got it. And how many LX 570s could be in Houston?
I don't know those numbers. I would imagine that the numbers of LX 570s that are currently being driven by soccer moms is pretty high. And then as maybe somebody that starts wants to modify it would be a little bit lower. But that market has been untapped for a good while now. And we're ready to take off and help out with that for sure.
This is ultimate specialty in my mind. And you own your own toys. I love it. You live what you do. and you're also a client for Hunt Demarest, right?
Yep, I am. They've been great for us. It's one of those things where I have a partner on my side to better understand and take deeper dives into my numbers. And they've been great. Parmelis has been awesome for us.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. It was Hunt that hooked us up, and I am grateful to Hunt that he recommended you to come on, because for me, I'm a little kid in a candy store. I'm a perpetual student. I want to learn stuff all the time, and no way I was ever into off-roading. And now I see a side of it, especially in the business side of it, that's just excellent. Well, I wish you so much continued success. Duke Wynn from Doogie's Garage, Houston, Texas. And good to meet you. Good to see you. Thanks for the tour. Continued success.
I appreciate it, Carm. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.